Okay, so we are on Ayin Test Amud Aleph on the four lines from the bottom of the page, I think. Okay, so we're still talking about the Nesinim, the Givonim, and that David HaMelech and Exir against them. And then the Gemara says, well, not so fast. The Nesinim, David, Gazer Lam. Did David HaMelech really make the Gezer against them? Moshe Gazer Lam. I thought Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said that they aren't really part of, they can't really be married into Klal Yisrael. And he refers to when he says in Parshas Nitzavim that you're all standing in front of me from the Chotev Etzecha Ad Shoev Mecha, the woodcutters, woodchoppers to the water carriers. So you see there that the look at Rashi, Moshe Gadzar Aleihem, sorry, Mechotev Etzecha, one further up. The fact that he singled out the woodchoppers by themselves, right? You see that he didn't really include them as the rest of Klal Yisrael. Right? Rather, they were like slaves. That's exactly what Yeshua had them do. And they were kind of separated that way. So it sounds like Moshe did the same thing. There are people who were woodchoppers even then. And so Moshe said something about them, that not because they're woodchoppers. That was sort of like, they were designated that way because that was what they, you know, sort of because of their status. So the Gemara says, no. Moshe Gazula Hudara, David Gazula Kuladara. Moshe made Gzer just specifically with the people in his generation. It actually says, Moshe Gazula Lenla Hudara Achut Ve'itzim Shayu Be'yamav. Right, or his generation, but David HaMelech was the one who made the Gzera forever. So Gemara says about Kasi Yoshua Gazer Aleihem. I thought Yoshua also made a Gzera against the Dichsev. I named Yoshua by Yamahu Chod Ve'itzim V'Shoav V'Mayim La'idav L'Mizbeach Hashem. That was what Yoshua did. What do you mean David HaMelech? David HaMelech comes many, many years after Yoshua. So the Gemara, Yoshua Gazer Bizman Shebeis HaMidash Kayam. David Gazer Bizman Sha'im Beis HaMidash Kayim. So each one kind of made the Gezer in their own different generations. Okay, Rashi. Bizman Sha'im Beis HaMidash Kayim, Dichsiv L'Mizbeach Hashem. Right? When Yoshua said, you're going to be Chot Ve'itzim, Mishra V'Mayim, L'Idav L'Mizbeach Hashem. So that was like specifically they were going to do this job for the Beis HaMidash, for the Mishkan, etc. But David HaMelech made the Gezer, you know, in general, even when for the times when there would be no Beis HaMikdash. So if you flip the page, Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim. So in the days of Rebbe, Yehuda Nasi, much later on, obviously, they tried to be matir the Nesinim. It's interesting they even knew who they were at that point. But they tried to allow them in. So Amlehem, Rebbe said, Chalkeinu Natir, Chalak Mizbeach Biyatir. Here's look. The idea that they can be, you know, part of Klal Yisrael, so, and maybe that's something that we can do, but the fact that they sort of belong to the bez, to the mizbeach, I can't be matter that. Upligid Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and he argued Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who says the opposite. Am Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochan Chelak Eida La Olam Aser. He said, no, the Chelak Eida, the part that they can't come into to Klal Yisrael, that's not something I can touch. Chelak mizbeach Bizman Shemesh Midash Kayam Aser, and Mesh Midash Kayam Shari. So he said, look, the part about them of their being connected to the Mizbeach and doing things for the Mizbeach, like there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then fine, that can be nullified. But the part about them being, you know, not allowed into the Klal, so that's already something that you know, we have to take care of. It doesn't happen automatically, and maybe they weren't willing to do it yet. Okay, fine. So that's the story of the Nesinim. Next, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah as follows. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Shasarius Choletz V'chotzin L'Ishto. Yeshua says, I heard that a saris, right, an individual who has, you know, been made sterile, right, so that, was born that way, obviously, can be choletz, can do chalitza, V'chotzin L'Ishto. And if he was married to a woman and he dies, and he has a brother, they would do chalitza for his wife. But I also heard that Asaris can't do chalitza, and they won't do chalitza for his wife. Okay, and I don't know how to explain this. I mean, I heard contradictory things. I don't know what the explanation is. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain it to you. Saris Adam Choletz V'chotzel Nishto. Saris Adam, so an individual, like Rashi explains, what is Saris Adam? Saris Adam is Shinistaris La'achar Shinolam. Saris Adam meaning it happened either, not necessarily Ayde Adam, but it happened once he was already born. He was already a person, and now he becomes a Saris afterwards. So then, Choletz V'chotzel Nishto, Mipnisha Hayesalo Shasa Kosher. Right? Because in the end of the day, he did have a time when he's not like a fundamentally a saris. It just had happened at some point. So he can do chalitza, and they can do chalitza for his wife. Saris chama. We've had this language before. Chama. So chama. Some explain saris chama meaning that it happened while his mother was pregnant. So some explain that means that it was. So Rashi says saris chama mi meima. But why is it called saris chama? That he was a saris from even before he ever saw the light of day. We saw the language of chama being like from fever, but he had explained, so if you say that pshat, it might be that it happened when his mother got sick, or his mother, did something while she was pregnant with him that made him, become a saris. But again, all while he's born that way. Okay, so saris adam, Rabbi Akiva says cholitz v'chotzel ishto, because he had a time when he was not a saris. Saris chama lo cholitz v'chotzel ishto b'nishal lo ha'isal lo shas kosher. But Saras Chama, no Chalitza, he can't do it. You wouldn't do so for his wife because he never had a moment when he was able to have children. Okay, so, and presumably, what was the reason why he'd be excluded? Presumably, he's excluded because he can't be, make him shame la'achiv. He can't ever, have a child that's going to, supplant the name of his brother if his brother would pass away. So he's not a person who's going to have children that way. And since he himself wouldn't have had children anyways, so if someone else is going to come in and have a name for him, he wasn't going to have a name for himself anyways because he couldn't have children. So maybe he's just fundamentally excluded from the whole process. So that's Rabbi Akiva's approach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo ki ella saris chama choletz v'chotzel ishto. This is Noah. Saris chama. So he can do chalitza and chotzen ishta. Why? Mipnei sheyesh la refua. And the assumption is that a saras chama can have some type, can be in some way rectified at some point. So therefore, even though he's born that way, but there's a possibility of rectifying it, and therefore you can still do chalitza. He can do chalitza and they can do chalitza to his wife. Saras adam lo choletz v'lo chotzen ishto mipnei sheyesh la refua. Saras adam, it's considered permanent. And therefore, he can't do chalitza and no chalitza for his wife. Okay? And hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, aben ben Megusas. There's a person named Ben Megusas. So Yeshua ben Beseira, he said, I'll tell you a story about a person, Ben Megusas, Shehayav Yushalayim, Saris Adam. He was a Saris Adam. He became a Saris later. V'yivmu es ishto l'kayim di Rabbi Akiva. And they did yibum on his wife. And that was l'kayim di Rabbi Akiva, meaning he told a story to explain that you see Rabbi Akiva is, at least this would be an approach to Rabbi Akiva, or that they follow Rabbi Akiva. So you see that they did Yibam. Which, by the way, it's important to note, what did they do in this case? It's not that they did Chalitza, they did Yibam. Right? We said Chotzen V'chotzen Ishto. So we'll have to see, the Gemara's going to play that out. Is it just Chalitza? Is it also mean Yibam? Right? But here we're seeing, at least in the story, that in this case he was a Saris Adam, and they did Yibam for his wife. Fine.
Does Yibam already include Chalitza?
So Yibam is more significant than Chalitza in the sense.
But it includes it, though, right? Like, if you do one, it's already.
Well, the two typically go together, but we do have scenarios where we do Chalitza Misafek. Right? Even the person. So there's scenarios where we won't allow Yibam, but we say, no Yibam, but do a Chalitza Misafek, right? We've had those cases. So here, the fact they're doing Yibam, is more than just you do a Chalitza Misafek. Right, that's a higher, definitely, it's more significant in terms of including him. So let's, and we're going to see this question come up. Okay, so continues the Mishnah, Hasaris lo cholitz v'lo miyabim. So now, ready, the Mishnah now is going to say Hasaris. What do you mean Hasaris? So the Hasaris means depending on who you are, meaning depending whether you're a Bikiva or you're a Lazar, whichever Saris you are excluding, right? Saras Chama or Saras Adam, whichever one it is, lo cholitz v'lo miyabim, right? He can't do chalitza and he can't do yibim. Now we see yibim being brought into the picture. He doesn't do either. V'chein islandis lo cholitz v'lo miyabim. And an islandis also, right? That's a woman who's sterile. they're not. There's no chalitza with her, and no yibum with her. Hasaris shachalatz yivamto, and hasaris again an excluded saris who goes ahead and does do yibum. Who does do chalitza with his yivama, lo pasla. She's not psula coming, right? Why not? It's a zero. He didn't do anything. It doesn't count as chalitza.
Don't we worry about that? People might have seen. That's always seems to be the catch-all.
Yes. So it doesn't mean that. Right. Right now, it sounds like we're not saying that. But we'll have to see. But yes, it's a good question. Ba'ala pasla. But if he goes ahead and Itaka has tashish with her, meaning he tries to do yibum, so it wasn't yibum, but still pasla to kuna. Why? Because he beat lasnus. Because that bia now is totally, it's totally forbidden. In fact, that's her marrying her brother-in-law, which is otherwise in Isser, right? In Isser. So it turns her into a zona, and now she's forbidden to a kohen. V'chein islandess, shechautzula. Same thing in islandess. If you did chalitza with an islandess, shechautzula achin, lo pasluwa, doesn't pass her to a kohen. But ba'aluha, if the brother has tashish with her, pasluwa, same thing, she becomes sula. Why? Because that tashmish is a forbidden relationship. Okay, fine. So it says Gemara as follows. Michdi. So let's take a look. Sham inan l'Rebbe Akiva da amar chayve lavin ke chayve krisus. We have said before about Rebbe Akiva. We've mentioned this a number of times before. Rebbe Akiva is of the opinion that an individual, right? Typically, we talk about what creates. What we talk about what creates a mamzer. So we said, so if it's a relationship that would have otherwise resulted in kares, a man with a ishes ish, for example, so that creates a mamzer, right? But a relationship that's only isher lav, like a kohen marrying a grusha, so the child there is not a mamzer, right? Rabbi Kiva says a chiddush that he says even chabe lavin create mamzer, right? So if a he would say that to be chomer, if you don't pass him, like that, if a coin's with a grusha, the child is not a mamzer, right? Because it's isur lav. So we see that Rabbi Akiva in general equates the isure kares with the isure lav, right? Something that the losa say he makes it like a chave kares. Okay, so what? The chave krisos lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu. And in general, if there's an isur kares, if there's a relationship between two individuals, right? And he's supposed to be the Yavam and she's supposed to be a Vama, but there's an Issa Kares between them. So then they don't go ahead and do Yibam, right? So for example, we talked about, if the Yavam is the, let's say a man married, I remember the cases now, so long ago, but if a man married charts. Charts, right? So we had, what was one of the examples? One of the examples we had was a man goes ahead and he marries his niece, right? His mutter, right? Make her a din. He marries his niece. So then his brother is her father, right? So if the man dies, the father doesn't do yibum with his daughter. That's an isekaris, right? So there's no, and we don't say, oh, do chalitza. There's no chalitza. There's nothing to talk about, right? When there's an isekaris in play, the whole point is that yavam yavolea, it supplants the isra of Eishas Ach, right? That's typically the chiddush. But otherwise, no. If otherwise, it's going to be the isra of a man and his daughter. So there's nothing to talk about. There's no yibum. There's no chalitza. It's just right. If there's an isra, if they're krovim in that way, so then there's nothing to talk about. Fine, because that's an isra karis. So why is that important? So what Rabbi Akiva just told me, right? Was that a look at Rashi. Kechave krisus dami dam Rebbe Akiva v'acholetz yesh mamzer mechave lavin, right? That's where it comes from, right? That he thinks it's a mamzer even for chave lavin. V'saris adam mechave lavin hu, right? Why is it saris adam mechave lavin? The yichzev lo yavo b'tzu adaka, right? There's an iser for the b'tzu adaka to marry her. And the b'tzu adaka can't marry into the kahal. So if he's a saris adam, and you're telling me he does chalitza, what is he doing chalitza for? Right? If you're not Rabbi Akiva and you don't hold in a chave lavin are like chave kares, So fine. So they. So even though there's the assumption is to a certain extent. So he's only a Sirlav. So maybe that'd be okay. But in the scenario where you assume that he's like Isuri Lav or like Isuri Kares, so there should be the whole thing should be nullified before it even starts. How do we keep even talking about this? So Amar Rabbi Abi, Hachav Mayaskinan can go Shenasa Achiv Giyores. So no, I'll tell you the scenario. The scenario was that here's the man. The man is a Saris Adam, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, right? It's the Saris. He's Saris Adam according to Rabbi Akiva. So what happened? The Saris Adam has a brother, and the brother married a Giyoris. Okay, so when the man dies, and the Saris Adam has to marry a woman, who's he supposed to marry? This woman, Yivama, was a Giyoris. So what? Well, it works for Rabbi Akiva also. Rabbi Akiva suffered luck. Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Kahal Gerim Lohikre Kahal. And he held that marrying a ger is not like marrying; it's not like considered going into the kahal. In which case, a petua daka can marry that person, right? So if that's the scenario, meaning that the whole shita that we've been talking about, Rabbi Akiva, is only true if the woman is a giyoris originally. Wow, okay, that's a pretty really narrow the case, right? Okay, so says the Gemara, ihachi yivume nami miyabim. If that's true, why did the Mishnah tell me choletz v'chotz l'nishto? It should say, you also do Yibam, right? Answers the Gemara, and Achanami, correct, you can do Yibam. That is true. You could do Yibam. Ah, so why does the Mishnah only say Choletz v'chotz l'nishto? V'ayidam Rabbi Yeshua Choletz, since Rabbi Yehuda was always mentioned, he talked about, when he structured the question, he said, I heard a Sarah can do chalitza or can't do chalitza. They never mentioned yibam, so I did that. Amr Rabbi Yeshua cholitz, Amr even Ami cholitz. So you also thought that chalitza. That's all. But the truth is, really, you could even do yibam. And I'll tell you another proof. Daikanami dekatani hey Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir. What's the story that's told there in the Mishnah? Yeshua ben Maseir said what happened. Aben Megusas, this Ben Megusas Shahai Yerushalayim Saris Adam v'yiv muasishta. Right. But the case was that he even did yibam l'kayim di Rabbi Akiva. You see, Rabbi Akiva was really talking about a case of doing Yibam. Fine. So all is good, right? No, not all is good. Then we wouldn't have a job here if all was good, obviously. So Mesiv Rabbah, so Rabbah says, not so fast. Betzua Daka o Krushifcha Saris Adam Vehazakain. So the Gemara brings the case of Betzua Daka, a Krushifcha, a Saris Adam, and a Zakain. O Chotzen. Oh, miyamin. They can either do chalitza or they can do yibum. Okay, so I have to see what this means. So Mar says, Ketzad, what's the scenario we're talking about? So mesu, if it's that they died, v'lehem nashim, and they have children, right? So and they had a wife. If one of these individuals died and they had a wife and they didn't have a child, v'lehem achin, and they have brothers, v'amdu achin v'asum maimer bin yishosayin v'nasnu get o shachotzu. I mean, they go ahead and they do, they do mimer, or they give a get, or they do chalitza, right? Or they do chalitza, masha asu, right? That it works, right? All these things work. Vim balu kanu, and if they have tashmish, they would be kona also. So that's okay. So that's one possibility. Mesu achin, but what if he dies, right? But or one of these four people dies. Mesu achin, one of their if any of these individuals. Again, the Btudaka Krushifcha, Saris Adam, Zakin, if their brother dies, Mesu Achin, V'amdu Hain, V'asum Mimer B'nisho Sein, if they get up and they go ahead and they do Mimer with the wife, V'nasnu Get, and then afterwards they give a Get, O Chotzu, or they do Chalitza, Masha Asu, that also works. Okay, V'im Ba'alu Kanu, and if they go ahead and they have Tashmish with them, today it works. Right? V'asul Lekhaiman, again, they're not allowed to do these things. Why? Because again, not the Zakin, but the Betsuadaka, the Krushifcha, the Saras, you know, all these individuals, the Saras Adam, all these individuals are forbidden to Lavo B'Kahal, right? So if they would go ahead and they have Tashmish with them, meaning to do Yibam, it would work, but then they have to divorce them. Right? Exactly. The Zakin is an example. Rashi says, not the Zakin. Zakin is no Yisr. Okay, Mishum Shenamar, and why is that? Lavo Betsuadaka, Krushifcha, B'Kahal Hashem. Right. But the point is that this I think it's a Tosefta goes out of its way to tell us this whole halacha, right? And what's the reason why they can't stay with the woman after they do yibum because of the iser, right? That they're not allowed lo yavo petzuadaka because shivcha b'kahal Hashem. So what's the case we're talking about? Alma Bekahalaskina. They're not talking about marrying a Gioris. They're talking about marrying a regular woman, regular Jew. So in which case, there's nothing to talk about. So that can't be the case. So Ella Amarabba, so I'll tell you the case. Can go and shenafla lo ulvasof nifza. Okay, fine. So Rabbi says, no problem. What's the case? The case is that really he was totally typical. He was normal. And then what happened? After she already fell to him in Yibum, they already had a Zika Yibum, now he became a Petsuah Daka, right? That's Saras Adam. That's the case. So why does that matter? Because the point is, the whole Kasha was, I mean, it's not talking about Gioris. It's talking about it's a regular woman. She fell to him in Yibum, his brother died, and then he became a Saras Adam. So at that point, he can do Chalitza. Why? Because he already has the connection to her. But he can't do Yibum, but he's not supposed to at least. But he can do Chalitza because the Zika already happened, as opposed to the case that Rabbi Kiva was saying before, that the Zika is not, you know, it doesn't even form. Okay. So Amle Abaye, so not so fast. V'lei say Isra Petsuah v'nidche yaseh the Yibum. I mean, what are you going to tell me? The Isra Petsuah Daka is going to push, you know, or sorry, v'lei say Isra Petsuah Daka v'nidche yaseh the Yibum. The Isra Petsuah Daka should still nullify the mitzvah of Yibum, Milo Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Imiyana, Miyana, or if she doesn't Miyan, in general, we have a talk about a case in general of a woman who gets married when she's a katana. She's married off when she's a katana and she doesn't Miyan, right? She just basically nullifies the marriage, just doesn't need a get in that scenario. She can just say, I don't want to be here anymore. Vimlo, Tam Tidashi Takdio, Vatetse, Halazu Mishum Achos Isha, Ama, Asi, Isra Achos Isha, Vedachi, Hachanami, Nasi, Isra, Petsua, Venidche. So the case there basically is, look at Rashi, a little further up. After Rashi, it was Sof Nifsa, or that Rashi himself. She needs Chalitza because they get rid of the Zika. But what's the next case? Right, the case was, it's a woman, you have two sisters, right? And one of them is an adult, and one of them is a katana. And what happens? So the sister falls to the husband, right? But the husband of the katana, you know, her sister was married to her sister was a katana married to a man. But if the katana goes ahead and says, I'm not interested in being married anymore, that automatically nullifies the marriage. Right, and in that scenario, Ama Asi Isra Achos Isha Vidachi. Right, that if she does Miyon even after the Nefilah to Yibum, presumably the Yibum status already started, and then she rejects that husband. So then the Afagad Bishas Nefilah Ichazia. The fact that she goes ahead and she rejects the husband, that brings the Isra, you know, Ishazach back into play. So the point is, you can see in that case, even a scenario where the person would fall, you know, to Yibum. And then while he's, you know, normal and then become a Saris, we shouldn't care. Because in this scenario, we see that in that case, the Achos Isha is Docha, the din of Yibum. So to hear, the din of Petsuah Daka should push it away. It should mean that even if it becomes activated later, it doesn't matter. So Ella Amr of Yosef, Hai Tana Hach Tana, De Bei Rabbi Akiva Hi, De Amre Mechaive Lavin, De Shar Have Mamzer, Mechaive Lavin Gride, Lo Have Mamzer. So what's the case? The answer is no. What Rabbi Akiva was really talking about, go back to our original answer, that the case was a scenario of Chavi Lavin. Yeah, according to Rabbi Akiva only hurts Chavi Lavin in scenarios when it's a share, when it's an Isser, you know, a Karov relationship. But this case is not really a Karov relationship. And that's why here, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that this is permissible, and just a regular lav, he wouldn't say it's like an Isser Karis. And that's why, if you go back to the original question, so what? Petsuah Daka is a lav. That's not considered for Rabbi Akiva like an Isser Karis, in which case, in that case, Rabbi Akiva would still allow the Yibum Machlis to take place, and that's the case we're talking about. So I think we'll stop here for the week, and we'll pick up on the bottom next week.